A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Hayden.
I'm Cass.
And today we are joined once again by Adam Cannavale.
Woo!
Hello.
And today's topic is the old Roman times.
Ave, citizen.
Sandals and...
Etu.
What's Etu?
Glory to Caesar.
I don't know any of that. I got lost. What's Etu?
Brute.
Etu means and you.
Oh.
What Caesar said, allegedly. Probably,
yeah.
Not really. When he got
he probably
stabbed.
Said, yeah, well, do you know?
I bet he said, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I've been stabbed in the guts.
Oh, I had made the joke.
Ow,
we were all.
Ow,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ouchie, wawa.
Here's a fun fact. So I think it was like 60 senators were in on the conspiracy, right? There were 60
to kill Caesar.
Yeah, to kill Caesar.
Yeah.
And he got stabbed 28 times.
Yeah, so, right.
So if you've ever been upset with your fellow members of a group project, just know that this is a problem much older than you.
Are you saying that the problem is that 32 of them didn't stab Caesar?
Yeah, bunch of people were like really hesitant to stab them. Like,
that's interesting.
Yeah, they all kind of surrounded him or whatever, and some of them started drawing knives, but no one wanted to do anything.
Yeah,
and Caesar had enough time to be like, "What?
Yeah, right."
And then I don't think. Well, it's hard to say who struck first because a lot of the senators. After the fact, once Caesar was dead and in the ground and they knew they weren't going to face reprisals, a lot of senators were like, yes, I stabbed him in the eyes.
That killed him. I didn't go first, but I did the killing one. Do you reckon after he got stabbed, like the people who were hesitant, do you reckon they were like, oh, I held back, or they were like, fuck, should have got a piece of the action?
Well, I'm sure many of them either said that they didn't do it, and they probably would have been correct. Or a lot of them said that they did, and some of them would have been not telling Porky's.
Yeah. Hey, so you know, we all know the best part about old Roman times is the Colosseum.
Yes. That's a lot of fun.
Okay.
What's the best part of old Roman times if it's not the Colosseum?
Aqueducts.
Oh
shit. Point. Great point. Yeah, aqueducts pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know they invented concrete and then we lost how to do it?
Yeah, we forgot how to do it.
Yeah, no one can figure it out.
Yeah. And the concrete they make, I think, gets stronger with age, whereas our concrete gets brittle real easy.
So, well, our concrete starts stronger than theirs. Oh, it starts strong and then gets weaker. Theirs only got stronger with time, obviously, as you just said.
Yeah.
But that means that, like, we are living with stronger concrete buildings than they did. Their concrete buildings are now stronger.
Right.
Than ours,
you know? Yeah. Okay.
So they didn't even live long enough to reap the benefits of their cleverness.
Yeah. And we can't demolish the things to make more space. So too tough.
It's also very historic.
No, it's too tough. It's too tough.
You want to hear a funny thing about subways in Rome? So they keep trying to. I don't know the name of it, but there's this line that they've been trying to build through.
This is in modern.
Yeah,
Rome.
Modern Rome. No. Don't worry. It immediately ventures into ancient Rome because they keep trying to build this one line. They built it so hard it went back in time. They've been trying to build it for 30 years, but they keep failing, or they keep having to start again because they'll start digging and they'll uncover ruins.
I have heard that actually.
Yeah.
No, very funny.
They dig 3 meters. Like, oh no, some coins. Oh, no, an old sandal. Oh, one of those man skirts.
No, I think they keep digging. They're like, oh, this is the whole house. Because it's Rome's built on top of Rome.
Yeah.
Rome what wasn't happened? Built yeah, in a day, but it was built twice.
Mm. Yeah, they'll typically find further sets of ruins, yeah.
Mm. How do they get down there, those ruins?
Shovel.
What do you mean?
Well, so you say they built Rome on top of Rome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is there a point where Rome was fully abandoned and then they just got dirt caked over it so high they built a new city on top?
Well, it's a very slow process.
Yeah, I know.
Like Rome obviously is, you know, thousands of years. Well, thousands of years is still pretty old.
I guess so.
But it does kind of, happen there. It'll be like a building will either be demolished or maybe something will just be built up. And then it just kind of, things will settle down and they'll become a new layer. Like how we find different layers of dinosaur bones.
Yeah, but I thought that takes like way longer than like 1,000 years or not 1,000.
There's a lot more construction going on in Rome than there is on dinosaurs.
That's probably true.
It's dusty over there.
Yeah, you've dusty. Seen it. Lots dusty of dirt. Looking. Anyway, the best part about ancient Rome is the, what do you call it? Colosseum.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if you had to be a Colosseum fighter.
Which we do.
What would your gimmick be? You need a gimmick. Like a modern wrestler. I don't know if they, because I imagine they would have gimmicks back in the day.
They'd have to.
Because they had champions.
And they were called things with lion and stuff. Like they had names.
They had names and fun little characters and they're little goofball guys. I'd be a high flyer. I'd be a luchador.
Oh,
I reckon I'd go off in something not the top rope, but like the top of the wall, and you know, do a moonsault onto a lion. I think that'd be cool.
I was thinking the idea of like being like I'm the hand fighter. Calling myself the hand fighter.
What do you mean?
I don't fight with a weapon. I fight with my hands.
I don't think you're gonna do very well.
Well, it's all staged. Well, it's not all staged or whatever. But
was it fake?
I don't think.
Was Colosseum wrestling fake? Like real wrestling is fake here?
There was a certain level of like gladiators. Mm-hmm. Like they weren't fighting typically to the death.
Right. Okay.
People they would do executions there.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a different thing. Well, they did a lot of things. Enough time, a lot of things happened in the Colosseum. But a lot of fights were not really to the death. So, yeah, I'm at a disadvantage with just my hands.
But you look cool.
Yeah. If the people love me, that's what's important.
That's
They're
true.
Like, oh, it's scrappy.
Because Caesar won't get you killed or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you do, Cass?
I reckon I would find a way to, because they used to fight with animals and stuff, yeah?
What?
They used to,
yeah,
put
they would
lions
sometimes
and stuff.
Do exhibition fights with animals. Yeah.
I would sneak in and become really good friends with all the animals, and I would actually work. I would work with
You'd
raising.
Be the zookeeper.
Yeah, I'd like work with raising the animals secretly. So like if there's a lion cub, I'm like putting on a beard and being like, I'll feed him. And then taking off my mask and stuff and like taking off my beard. So I become really good friends with the animals. So when I go into the pit.
Yeah.
I just look at them and I'm like, no. Uh-huh. And then they leave me alone. And everyone's like, whoa, God picked her.
Here's a good question, actually. Here's a good, another second hypothetical. Mm-hmm. So they did a lot of different types of things. They would do like animal fights, but they would also do executions, gladiator fights. And they would also, sometimes, they would flood the Colosseum.
That was my fact, Adam.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, let's get into it. What's the fact? I want to know.
No, Adam, what is it?
They would sometimes flood the Colosseum and do naval battles.
Whoa!
Yeah,
that's why the aqueducts were so cool. They use them for a lot of things, not just the practical stuff.
How do they flood it? Wouldn't it?
Aqueducts.
Yeah, I know, but like, how does the water stay in there?
Well,
you close the holes.
Yeah, it's
but with what?
So the Colosseum had like a floor, but beneath that floor, it's kind of a lot of wooden. Like snaking tunnels and stuff like that. So the Colosseum actually does have a bottom and that can all be flooded.
Right, cool.
They would do naval battles. And so my question was going to be, my hypothetical was going to be, rather than just, you are not a gladiator, you are putting on games, what would you do?
Oh, man. You can't get better than flooding it and doing... Than doing it sounds like that sounds like a shut up a second answer.
I think,
but they did it for real.
Well, yeah, I was thinking because they also did things like chariot races. I was like, what if you did like what do you call it when you do several things in a race? Like they do the skiing, shooting,
triathlon.
Yeah, you do like a triathlon with like an ancient history type, where you have like a sailing boat, then you have a chariot, then I don't know, you fight a lion or something.
That'd be cool. Yeah. I'd like that.
Do you know what I do? I would try and set it up so that, you know, we've got all the fun, violent things. That's all great. Mm-hmm. Family day.
Family day.
So we flutter, we make it a bit of a wave pool, teach the kids to swim. Maybe we start off with like activities.
That's good. No one's doing
something
like that.
Starts to be flooded. Mm. Like, you know, you leave the Colosseum
for an
hour.
It's like a kiddie pool.
Yeah, like you start off with like, you know, the kids get to play with little wooden swords or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't invented foam yet, but the kids are tougher. You know, these fun things for the kids to do. Like, oh.
Yeah, they fight like just house cats instead of lions.
Yeah, there's like a little house cat.
Oh,
they get
cute.
To pat
to the death.
they probably would do shit like that back then. Whatever,
I would like to do, instead of like, because, you know, basically they got the default biome of the Colosseum is desert, right? Because it's just dust.
I suppose, yeah.
And then they've done water.
Yeah.
I like to do a jungle biome.
Ooh.
Right? So you import a bunch of trees from the jungle and you have a bunch of, you know, warriors, but they have to fight in the jungle and climb up trees. Kind of like the Hunger Games. Also, I do the Hunger Games. Well, I guess it is the Hunger Games.
That's just gladiator fighting.
Yeah, but I have like 20 of them, like a battle royale. They would have done that for sure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
They would often also like do, if like the Roman army had won some battle in Edessa or something like that, some big thing, they'd be like, let's recreate it here in the Colosseum.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But then, like, as just pretend.
Yeah, just as pretend it would. And then they'd, I don't know, if they'd captured a king from Edessa or something like that, they'd be like, and here's the captured king.
And then slit his throat. Boo! And throw like rotten tomatoes at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. That would have been cool to live in ancient Rome. Just for the purely because of the Colosseum.
Yeah,
that's
so much. Colosseum. That's
so much. Every day there's something
pretty
to do
good.
With the Colosseum.
Yeah.
I'd love to be in the flood, like go for a swim.
I don't know if you'd be able to, could you swim in the Colosseum?
I don't know how deep the water actually was.
Well,
obviously deep enough for a boat.
But I think a lot of boats don't need really to be really deep.
True.
Mm. I know Viking boats were made so they could be in like only a couple of feet of water. So they'd go all the way up a stream and then.
They could dock them on the shores or whatever.
Yeah. And, well, these ones specifically had flat bottoms.
Oh.
That they put in the Colosseum.
Ooh, I want a mansion tonight. Ooh, damn side that is from that. Ooh, flat bottom boat, you got the running world go around.
Nice.
Nice.
I like the way that you mumble the lyrics you don't know.
I
and
just
then
needed to get to the.
But then
really
you also, but you all,
some.
But you also mumble the lyrics you did know. So.
I just needed to get to the part where it's flat bottom boats. Because Cass was giving me a look like she didn't know where this was going.
Yeah, it was good that you sung four bars before getting to the. You could have just started the flat bottom boats.
Well,
there.
Now,
yeah.
All right,
and Adam
edit
skipped
this out.
The line as well.
Ooh,
no.
Flat bottom boats, you make the rock and roll go wild. That make me sound normal.
What, you want me to auto-tune you as I'm editing this?
I don't care how you do it. You do it in the behind-the-scenes part. Just make me sound like a normal human being, please.
I'll figure it out. I can do that for you.
I asked Zammit to auto-tune all the D&D stuff, and I don't listen back, but I assume he's done it.
No, he does.
Yeah,
it's awful to listen to, but it sounds... Well, it's awful to listen to as far as the story goes, but it sounds beautiful. I remember hearing back in ancient Rome times.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't there. I mean, but hearing about ancient Rome, how like kids were starting to read and play cards. And there were all these things about like, oh, these kids, they're going to rot their brains reading and playing cards all the time.
Yeah.
They're going to ruin their lives. Go outside and, you know, stab a bear in the head
that
or whatever.
Not unique to ancient Rome. Every single media, as it became popular, people were like, these books are going to destroy people's minds. They need to hear it directly from the. A mouth of the bloody philosopher.
Yeah, there's going to be the future, I reckon, where people are like, oh, God, these kids need to get out of their VR headsets.
Mm.
When I was doing social media, you were doing something else. You know, you were cooking, you were walking, you were vacuuming their
house.
You
were watching something on telly.
Now all you do is talk to Mark Zuckerberg online in his Zuck shop on Metaverse.
When radio first became a big thing, people were also concerned because they were like, oh, these kids are listening to baseball games on the radio instead of going out and playing baseball. Yeah. They're going to rot their brains.
Incredible.
Have you seen there's a really good compilation by XKCD of a similar phenomenon
yes.
from like going back to like the 1800s and earlier whenever prose and written articles became shorter.
Yeah, right.
Be like, these people are reading articles that are only 10 pages long. Oh, it's going to rot their brains. These people are starting to read. This is when Twitter was becoming popular and people were like, oh my God, we're shortening our attention
140 characters. Span. They're going to rot your brain.
Yep.
That is true, though, because that's
a lesson we just refuse to learn.
Yeah, apparently. But also I think my brain is pretty rotten, to be fair. My attention span is dog shit. I don't read articles. I read the headlines. So maybe there's something to that.
Well, we also
played a lot of cards. So
we also just do consume more media nowadays than we've ever done. Like, so much more information comes at us than our ancestors or the previous generation.
If we want to fit a multitude in, it has to be shorter.
That's true.
Which presents its own issues. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Mm. I would like to. I mean, I probably would actually hate this, but just go, you know, into the wild.
Yeah.
Just do that, you know. That'd be fun. Live in a bus. Live in a bus. Die from seeds. That's fun, isn't it?
It was a flower, wasn't it?
I don't know. I'm reading it at the moment. I'll get to the end, I'm sure.
Spoilers.
Mm.
The movie, I've not read the book. I don't know if he's as annoying in the book, but in the movie.
He's very annoying.
Oh my God. I wanted to hit him so much.
Yeah. Who played him?
I don't know who played him.
I think it was a fairly unknown actor.
Might still be unknown. Who's to say?
Don't know.
But yeah, just so frustrating. And every single person he interacts with, he's like, here's the secret of life. I've worked it out.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, he's like, I fucked up. That's not the secret of life or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not only have you ended your life, but you have fucked up other people's lives as well. That old man who really cared about him and was really, I don't know if you're up to this part in the book. There's this old man that he encounters. And
at the grain farm?
Yeah, I think he was a farmer.
Yeah, he's only at 32.
What?
Yeah, he's real young.
He's played by like a 68-year-old actor.
Yeah, I know. In the
movie.
Book, he's only like 32.
Crazy.
And then the guy, Into the Wild Man, he's like, man, you're literally the best man I've ever met. And he just sounds like a normal guy.
But yeah, I guess obviously this isn't what really happened, but it was so upsetting to watch this 60-something-year-old man on the farm hearing the guy be like, I'm going to go live out this place or whatever. And the farmer's like, no, you'll die. Don't do that. Mm. And he like grows such a genuine attachment to this kid.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know, that guy went to jail for selling black boxes, which is the device that unscrambles satellite TV. So he went to jail for 4 months because
farmer.
Yeah, the farmer. And that's why he went into the wild, the other guy, because he didn't have a job there anymore at the grain factory.
So what did we learn?
Don't get caught.
Stealing satellite TV should not be a crime.
Not be a crime. Yeah. 4 months. 4 months. That's a long time.
Yeah, that
it is a
while.
Long time. But thank you to everyone he helps, you know.
Wait, thank you to everyone he helped?
Thank you to him from everyone.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. You want to hear something, a fucked up history fact about old Roman times?
I would love to.
Well, it's actually about old Greek times. I fucked up, but
I also know lots about old Greek times. That's
you know Alexander the Great, right?
Yeah.
Died about 32 years old.
Alexander the Great, Greek or Macedonian?
I don't know.
Anyway.
To the ancient Greeks. Oh, wait, he was the Macedonian king.
Hey.
There you go.
Yes, there you go. Anyway, he was buried alive.
What?
Alexander the Great was buried alive?
Yeah, they thought he was dead and he wasn't.
I did not know that.
How did they know that he wasn't dead when they buried him?
So, they buried him up. When they buried him up? When they unburied him, wait, let me look.
When they unburied him, exhumed his grave, perhaps?
Yeah, like
unburied seems like you're trying to get around a censor on TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it, but they looked it up and he probably survived for 6 days after being buried before. Because he's in like a crypt, not just
that's
like,
messed up.
Yeah, so like.
There were shits in the corner?
I don't know if there was shits in the corner.
There
may have been shits in the corner.
Well,
he hadn't
had breakfast.
Yeah, for 6 days he was just hanging out being buried alive. And, isn't that fucked up?
That's messed up. Anyone getting buried alive is messed up.
Mm. I think it'd be cool. Be nice and relaxing, I think.
You just said
you finally get some time to think.
You have previously said, we did an episode recently where you said that just coming out of isolation, you didn't want to live in one room that constantly changed.
Is this the elevator house?
Yeah, this is the elevator house. You said you didn't want to live in the elevator house.
Yeah, but I don't want to live in the elevator house. I don't want to live being buried alive. I just
get
to hang.
Die in the elevator house.
No, I want to hang out. I want to be buried alive. just get a couple of days to myself. Really just have some nice remembering.
And starve to death.
No, remembering of my life.
It's to die for.
I get a couple of I get a couple of days rest and reflection time.
You'll get a lot more rest after that.
It's a reflection time, and then I peacefully drift off into the abyss. That sounds like a nice little bookend, nice little closure.
You don't get to pick how you die.
Yeah, but if I had to, I'd choose buried alive.
It's not that you have to or not, you just can't do it.
Cass?
Yeah.
I could be buried alive. Cass, I could organize it.
Hayden?
Yes.
Duly noted.
No, but not now, though. I have to be old. That's not the other thing. I have to be old.
Oh, my God.
So we have to wait now, too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ben Elwood, and I love David Attenborough.
I was absolutely inspired by David as a kid.
I'm definitely not alone in this.
The world of science is full of Attenborough groupies.
I've got a confession about David Attenborough documentaries.
Every week, I'll be sitting with a science expert while we watch an episode of Life on Earth.
Scientists want to talk about stuff. We are damaged.
You do sound like comedians.
We'll be talking about what we're seeing on the screen.
Plants have basically talked other organisms into being flying genitals for them.
Their experience in the field.
I've seen a male cane toad on a rotten mango. Now I'll just go for it.
And whatever other topics spin out of our conversations.
You know, I got attacked by an octopus one time.
You don't want to start going away from comedy and into depressing, but...
No, that's my wheelhouse.
Thank God for David Attenborough with Ben Elwood. Now available on SansPants Radio.
Hey, want to know some old Roman time facts?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
They used to eat flamingo.
No!
That rules.
Wait, where do flamingos live?
That's not shocking as well.
Where do flamingos live? Is it...
Roman bellies.
Is it South America or is it Africa where...
Well, it must be Africa because it can't have been South America.
Yeah, I guess. Well, they went everywhere, didn't they, the Romans?
Well, they didn't go to the Americas.
Oh.
Not to my knowledge, at least. I don't think they did.
Okay.
They also washed their clothes in piss.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that's been
ammonia.
It's been a thing for quite some time, yeah.
Yeah. They would have had cleaner clothes than people who didn't wash their clothes in piss. They'd have.
What's the ratio of piss to water? All piss?
I don't know. But I imagine, because they used to have like urinals where you'd piss in on the streets and then all the piss would be taken to wash houses.
Wow.
So I imagine first wash is piss. Second wash is get all the piss off.
Right.
You just get used to the smell, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess everyone would stink like... I guess if you rinsed it enough. So you wash it and piss, sterilize it, rinse, rust it, and wash it in something else.
Isn't there also that thing where, because of our like diets, we smell differently to people from like the Middle Ages or ancient history?
Yeah,
like
probably.
That. They would think that we stink of milk, I think
milk and beef, I think.
Yeah.
I think we stink like beef. I think other cultures that are like more vegetarian come to like Western so societies and they're like, people. Oh, you guys reek over here. You're all stinky.
Have you ever like drank milk and then it gets stuck on your upper lip and then like you don't notice straight away and then you like smell a bit of like slightly off milk?
Ew, yeah, I've never done that in my life.
Yeah, that's not an experience I've had.
How have you not?
Wait, when I get a milk moustache, I usually wipe it away.
Yeah, okay, well maybe not a milk moustache.
My lips are not so constantly moist that I would not notice.
Yeah, what do you mean you don't notice that you have milk on your lips still?
Maybe I'm guessing,
you're
I don't know.
You're walking
maybe
around with a full milk moustache?
But like,
Well,
have you ever had milk and then you smell milk 10 minutes after you should have cleaned the milk up? Or like you've gotten a milk cup, you've gotten a cup of milk,
Cass is trying to justify, okay.
Changing stream, okay. So what?
So you drink some milk.
Yes.
And then like 10 minutes later you go and pick up the cup to wash it.
Yep.
And you're like, ooh, smells a bit weird.
I think I do kind
it goes
of
bad. I don't really drink milk, to be fair.
Yeah,
I think I do kind of understand this experience.
Really slight, like, it's not super long.
Just kind of smells like off milk.
Like, really slightly off.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think that's what we smell like to other people.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, I think we would smell like that. They might smell like piss to us, but we would smell like off milk to them.
What would you prefer to smell from all your friends have to either smell like a bit like piss or a bit like off milk? What do you choose? Everyone you interact with, a bit pissy or a bit milky? I think I'd go piss.
I would go piss.
Yeah, I think I would also go piss.
Yeah, so maybe they're not so crazy, those old Romans, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, see, they're not smelling it, though. To them, that's,
well, yeah,
you'd
I guess
stop
so
smelling
yeah
it too.
Yeah.
But I'd rather, if everyone's smelling like piss, yeah. Like
I'm assuming that there's no getting used to it.
Yeah, no getting used to it. No getting used to it.
Oh, but that, oh, okay. Oh,
faintly,
no,
I think faintly of piss is better. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That's the smell you know in your day to day.
Mm.
Like you have to encounter that once a day at least.
Yeah, I feel like I could. I obviously, like we said, I can't get used to it, but I can adjust to it.
Yeah, you
if
could.
That
adjust
makes sense. Yeah, I'm like,
what do you adjust?
I'm
you wear
like
a peg over your nose at all times.
Oh no! I mean, like, I feel like I could let that fall into the background. I guess.
Yeah, your brain.
I'm
would,
not ignoring it. Once again, I'm just like coping
because I feel like it wouldn't be as bad as cat piss, and people get used to cat piss.
Sure.
Yeah, that's well. Do you know cat piss? Like, I was telling Adam this the other day. I think like sometimes you can never get rid of it. Like, if you have a cat that pisses multiple times in the same spot on like a hardwood floor and it soaks into the wood, the only way to get rid of the smell is to cut the floor out and put new floor in.
Horrendous.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, how do we fix that? We've ruined enough dogs. We should learn how do we ruin this about cats.
How do we GM a cat to not have stinky piss? I don't know, because their piss stinks like too much ammonia, right?
Yeah.
But isn't that what the Romans used to wash their clothes?
It is.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they have really have used cat piss to be extra clean?
I don't know if cat piss is extra ammonia
how
or is just extra
stinky. How do you harvest cat piss?
Farms.
It's
well,
much easier.
No, people
to
did harvest piss. Like, that's how also leatherworking uses piss a lot.
Human so piss, you would, though?
Hmm?
Human piss?
I think it depends where and when you are.
It's so much easier to harvest human piss.
Well, obviously, yeah, but a horse pisses a lot more than a human does.
That's true.
So if you can figure out how to harvest
it with a bucket?
Well, you just, you'd have it on a floor that has lots of little holes, but not it's not a net, right? So it can stand solidly on it. Lots of little holes in the floor. And so the poo, don't know what I'm saying.
The what, sorry?
The pew doesn't go through the holes, but the piss does. And then boom, you got piss. Got horse piss, heaps of it.
The pew.
The pew. what animal? Okay, you have to bathe in an animal's piss.
No!
But it's clean. We had this discussion.
Why?
What is it?
It doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. I wouldn't care.
I'd choose, I think I'd choose elephant piss. Uh-huh. That's fun.
No, it's not.
It's fun.
How is it fun?
I don't know.
Thank God this room smells very definitively not like anything unpleasant right now.
Not a piss guy?
Sorry?
Not a piss guy?
No, I wouldn't say that I am.
Oh my God, Adam's not a piss guy?
Whoa, okay.
Whoa.
I thought you were kinky, but all right. Guess not. Guess you're not a piss guy.
I'm kinky. I'll have a piss kink. One piss kink, thanks.
Mm. I remember just talking about drinking milk from before. I remember
back in the time.
Back in the old days.
2 to 3 minutes ago.
But there was that time, I remember very distinctly, you know how you have those weird memories that are just locked into your brain?
Yes.
They don't mean anything to you, but they're in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a time me and you were at some kind of, like, daycare thing or something, some kind of holiday activities place, which you didn't go to very often.
Oh, yeah.
And they came around, gave us glasses of milk with lunch, mm-hmm. and we finished my milk. And then some kids got glasses of water, and so because they use the same cup as the milk, it was just grey, horrible, milky water. Yeah. And I remember being so jealous that I didn't get cool grey water. I'd be like, man, I wish I had water with bits of milk in it. That looks cool. It's grey. You never get to drink anything grey. It was exciting to me. I don't know. I liked it.
I remember that holiday place, and my memory around it is specifically because they kept handing out milkshake lollies. Another milk memory.
Oh, milk memories.
Milk memories.
Milk memories.
Milk memories. Thanks for the milk memories.
First time I've ever had a milkshake lolly, and I was like, this is the best lolly I've ever had. I remember talking to mum and dad, being like, they had these lollies called milkshakes, and they're like, oh yeah, I remember them. I'm like, oh my God, you knew?
You could have been feeding me milkshakes this whole time.
Is this the one that like is shaped like a bottle
of milk?
Not a milk
bottle.
No, that's a milk bottle. A milkshake is, it's orange, isn't it? It's like a pinky orange color, right?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking of a sherby.
Yeah, that's orange and blue. But they gave us milkshakes and sherbets at the same time. So you're forgiven.
Mm.
So it's like it's wrapped in like a blue.
You're forgiven, hey.
Thank God.
Blue paper wrapper, like a minty or something.
Yeah.
So you like pull the edges. I'm salivating.
Oh my God!
I heard you swallow.
Jesus.
They're really good.
They're not that good. They're
really
good.
Like
they're not,
them.
They don't make me actually salivate so much that I can barely speak.
You know when you talk about a delicious thing and you just start salivating?
I never get that.
Literally just said he didn't.
Yeah,
about this.
No, I don't get it at all because I'm not Homer Simpson.
Cass, can I also ask, when you're hungry, do you start imagining people as walk as drumsticks with arms and legs?
And walking steaks?
Hamden and appled-um.
As an apple?
I'm healthy.
Cass has gone to vegetable prison. Fruit prison is the case.
It looks like you can buy them at Woolworths. If you're Australian living, you can grab Milko Chew. Oh, that's not what we want. Milko Chews? I think they've changed
Milko
the packaging.
Milko Chew is something else, isn't it?
Milko Chew, I don't
know.
Well, this
comes with Sherby's.
Milko Chew is not a great name.
And they've
it's
also got
great,
the...
Yeah.
Racistly named red lolly here.
But they changed.
They've not changed it in this packaging.
Yeah, right. What are they called now?
Hang on, sorry. Red Rippers.
Red Rippers.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
We got Red Rippers, Sherbys, and Milko Chews.
Milko Chews, awful.
If you can find a milkshake, eat it.
If you had to make a lolly that's chewy,
I don't want lollies now.
You had to be a blank chew. What would you be?
Wait, sorry, what's the question?
You have
again?
To pick what kind of flavor.
What kind
it is,
of chew?
Yeah,
there's Milko Chews. What are you going to be?
Because caramel chews, delicious, because they're milky creamy. Mm. I'm imagining all chews are a bit creamy. Mm. Am I right in saying that?
I think they lend themselves to cream.
They do lend themselves
I don't know if they have
to be.
Caramel's a good pick, I think.
Mm.
Clotted cream flavored.
What?
It's like a really thick, heavy double cream flavored. So as you're biting into it, you just taste cream, not
yuck.
Milk.
What? Yuck. That's awful.
No, it's not.
This is just a Milko Chew, but worse.
No, Milko Chews are like vanilla and sugar flavored. I'm talking just cream.
Just cream in a chew?
What about a ice cream sandwich flavor?
That's good.
Mine's good.
No, yours is freaks me out.
I guess ice cream sandwiches is just cookies and cream. Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream, yeah.
Cookies and cream isn't cream. That has sugar in it as well, and it's got a bit of vanilla. I want just cream.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying what my answer is.
Okay, so you want to...
It's all about you and your cream chew, Cass. We get it.
On
you want to chew on clots
clotted,
of cream.
Clotted cream.
Clotted cream doesn't have clots of cream in it.
Okay.
Let's just say double
it's
thick cream.
It's staying on the shelf. It doesn't matter what
it's not selling. It's not
about,
selling.
Okay, what about a thick cream, and the center
is still cream,
and the center is jam. So you have jam and cream.
So it's cream flavor, not vanilla.
No,
it's
not vanilla. Cream. It's cream flavored.
Oh,
yeah.
With
jam in the middle. I'm right.
It's like a scone chew.
Yeah.
I just don't think it'll land. I don't think you can
in
get
my
the
tummy. It
I don't think you can get the flavor of fresh cream and have it in a solid, you know, state.
Yeah, well, I don't. Think
I'm
you
sure they
get
said
the
that about milkshakes and sherbet too.
Yeah, not about sherbet, but all right, maybe. I would get the smell of leather in a chew. You know, like an old book.
You want to chew on a book.
Well, I once had a whiskey, right? And I'm not a big whiskey drinker, but I had a whiskey and the guy's like, imagine leather when you drink it. And I did. And it tasted like leather, but in a good way. I think it was crazy. I don't know how to whiskey. I think probably a lot of them do. I don't really drink whiskey, but that would be cool to have that in a convenient chew.
So you want to chew on a book?
Yeah. Well, no. Yes.
And then eat the book.
Yes. But it's sugary also. It's a sweet leather. It's a sweet leather.
That's sweet leather.
I don't know if that's good.
No, it is good.
What if it was honey and leather?
Ooh.
That might be better. Than
honey
just sugar.
And leather.
Yeah, I'm on board now.
All right, yeah.
Here's my ticket I'd like to ride.
I would try honey and leather one time, but I don't think I would like it.
Yeah,
I
would if try you bought it a bag, I'd try
you
one.
You seem like the guy who would love the taste of leather.
I'm not sure. What to... Oh, fuck, but he's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you do seem like an eating leather guy.
Maybe I do kind of love the smell
old
of leather.
Leather. Obviously old leather.
Oh, yeah, it's been
but
aged.
But I like the taste of it, though.
Well, the taste is the smell.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like eating a Turkish delight. That tastes like a smell.
I do.
Wait. Does it?
Yeah.
What do you mean it tastes like a... Like how it smells or it tastes like a smell?
It tastes like a smell. Like you eat a Turkish delight, it's rose. And as you're eating it,
I see.
It goes into the
rose,
smell hole
it?
Of your mouth and nose. Yeah.
That's wild.
There are, let's try not to go into the gutter on this one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this one has a lot of sexual innuendo. And mm-hmm. I wish, that I hope, my uh-huh. hope for this podcast.
Who do you think you are? We are, that, Adam. We'll be fine. Yeah, we're very mature.
So.
Yes.
I enjoy mushing my face into certain textures. Leather being one of them.
Okay. What else do you mush into?
So like if I've got like a wallet, I might press it into my face in different ways because I appreciate it.
All right.
Something about a TV remote, also good.
Have you, Adam, we live together. Yeah. Have you been smushing your face on my remote?
Okay, button side up.
Ed. Really doesn't matter.
Anyway, so you'll...
Anyway whatsoever.
So you press all the buttons with
your
cheek.
Oh my God,
I've
seen you do it. Mindlessly just like, you rotate it.
Yeah.
So you get it all in there.
Yeah.
Just mashing his cheek with the remote. Interesting. I'll give it a shot.
It's good. It's fun. I don't know. It's a good idle... It's good texture.
Are they the main two things you mush? Do you mush anything else?
Those are the two that come to mind immediately.
Mm-hmm. What would be your ideal mushing? You could have access to any object.
Leather remote. I have no idea what my ideal would be. I think maybe if I could get just a bit of soft leather, but that's got a shape to it, I guess.
Okay. So like a rod, some kind of bumpy rod.
Yeah, yeah. Like a bumpy rod or maybe like a fidget spinner made of leather.
Oh, leather fidget spinner. Yeah. They would have to exist, right?
They have to exist.
Surely.
Fidgets, man, they were good, weren't they? I mean, they weren't, but that was fun. Fidget spinners.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, man. I don't think surely every single one of us have at some point gone to a milk bar or a corner store, depending on where in the world you live.
Mm-hmm.
And
or
a bodega. Or a
bodega. If you're in NYC.
Mm. And seen like a big box that says fidget spinners that is overflowing with
50 cents each.
Yeah. Because that fad came and went for like 1 month in 2017.
Yeah. I reckon there's got to be some kind of scheme there, right? Because maybe like the bearings are expensive. Maybe you could buy the fidget spinners for parts.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know?
There's no way.
No way to what?
Well, there's no way that... They're selling them for less than the prices.
Absolutely there is.
Of course there is.
If
what are you going to do with it? If no one's buying them, you got to make some money back. Either you get no money back or a little bit of money back.
True. I wasn't thinking about the current market.
The current market.
Have you seen, I don't know if you get these targeted ads on online, but for femme jewelry that has fidget spinners built into it.
Huh. Wow, that seems awful.
It'll be like a ring and the flower on the ring moves.
Oh, so it's not a fidget spinner. It's just something that moves.
It's jewelry that has a fidget toy built into it.
Yeah, but it's not a fidget spinner.
No, it is not specifically.
That's very different. Yeah. I thought you had like a ring that had a fidget spinner built in it so you can flick it. And
I mean, those also exist. But it'll be like the jewelry where the little parts all move, or
that'd be cool.
The necklaces, you like flip stuff over in them.
Mm. Just to continue the topic of like advertising like women's accessories and stuff like that. I think I've told you, Cass, but I don't know if I've told you, Hayden.
Mm.
All of my ads on TikTok are for feminine like beauty products.
Really? That's what the algorithm thinks you are.
Yeah, I don't know why, but every single ad I get is, if it's not like some generic, like you could tell KFC is doing an ad push or something like that, or the Tinder
yeah,
one.
They do all those collabs,
But yeah, all the
targeted ads.
Yeah, all the targeted ads for me are like, try this regenerative balm or whatever for your skin or whatever. And then all of the, I assume it's targeted at women because all of the actors and whatnot are women.
Yeah, and everything's all pink and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of stuff do you usually watch on TikTok that would give them that impression?
I have no idea. I genuinely don't.
Just all these videos of leather craftsmen and remote repairmen.
No, what are you talking about? No, I get like a lot of leftist pro-union sort of stuff. A lot of cats.
TikTok. Yeah. It's only animals.
No, it's not. Do you want to bet? I'm not gonna lie. There is a decent amount of animals.
Maybe
yes.
It's changed since I last watched your For You pitch. Anytime I get Adam sending a TikTok, I'm like, I'm about to see an animal.
I assume the first video that's about to come up is an ad for. It's so loud.
What's the first video?
This video animal or no animal? Metal art. It's someone making armor. We were both wrong. What's the next one?
That's a very Adam video.
Here's a video about homelessness. There you go.
Interesting. Pro or anti?
Sorry?
Is it for or against?
I didn't check. Could have been either.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I've been Aiden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam.
Hey, Adam, whereabouts are you? Except when you're not here, what do you do?
I typically just fade away into an endless void. Mm. But you can find words that I've written or pictures of me at Retro Archetype, Retro and Archetype, but together, on Twitch, Instagram, or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also on the D&D is for Nerds podcast on this here network, Sans Pants Radio.
Lovely. Ooh. Well, thanks for stopping by, Adam.
Thanks for having me.
Mm.
That's been ancient Rome.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.